Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Megillah, Perik Gimel Mishnah Hei. Tana is now going to tell us the Seder of the Kriyas HaParshias of Yomim Toivim. For Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Karim BeParshias Me'adai Shel Teres Kehane. What does this mean? Parshias Me'adai Shel Teres Kehane. Well, twice in the Torah, does the Torah give us Parshias about the Yomim Toivim. One is in Parshias Emor, in Chumash VaYikra, and the other is in Parshias Re'eh, in Chumash Devarim. So the Tana is telling us that on the first day of Pesach, we read from the Parsha of Mayadim that is in Vayikra. Vayikra is called Teres Kehane. Vayikra Sakta Mishnah about Tzeres, during Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, count 7 weeks. That's also in Parshas Re'eh. That's the Parshas HaMayadim that's in Chumash Devarim. The Ran points out that on Pesach we read from the Parshas HaMayadim in Emor, Shavuos we go to the Parsha of Mayadim in Re'eh, and Chagasukas we go back to Emor. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, but Rosh Hashanah, we read B'chaydesh HaShvi B'yachod L'chaydesh, which is also in Parshas Emor. Now, this is all according to the Tan of our Mishnah. The Gemara explains that now our minig is different. On the first day of Pesach, we actually read from a Parsha in Parshas Boy, the Parsha that begins, everyone should prepare for their Karban Pesach. On the second day, we read from Parshas Emor. On the third day of Pesach, we read Kadosh Likol Bchar, which is at the end of Parshas Bayi. On the fourth day, we read Im Kesef Talva, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. On the fifth day, we read Psal Lecha, which is in Parshas Kisisa, that's about the Luchais. On the sixth day of Pesach, we read from Parshas Baal Loischa, also about the Karban Pesach. On the seventh day, that's Shvi Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsev, we read Vehi B'Shalach Paroi, from Parshas B'Shalach. And for us in Chutz Laaretz, we have a day number 8. We read the Parsha of Kol HaBchar in Parshas Re'eh. On Shavuos, we read on the first day, B'chodesh HaShlishi. We read about Kabbalah Satira. On the second day, we read the Parsha of Kol HaBchar. On the Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, we read Vashem Paket Esara, because it was the first day of Rosh Hashanah that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana all got their Yeshuas in regard to children. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read V'lekim Nisos Avram, the Parsha of the Akedah. Zakta Mishnah Vayit, B'yayim HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, we read Achrei Mais, that's where you have the Seder of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. B'yayim Tefarishan Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Karim B'Parshas Me'adai Shebetaitas Kehane. We read from Parshas Emor. Now the Tan is Neretz Yisrael, so there's only one day Yom Tif. We read it the second day as well. U'B'Shach Kol Yom HaChag, throughout the rest of Sukkot, we read B'Karbonis HaChag, we read the Parsha of the Karbonis for that day, which is in Parshas Pinchas, each day for that particular day, because it changes throughout Sukkot. On Shmini Atzeres, we read Kol HaBchar. That's in Parshas Re'eh. Now we have a ninth day in Chutz Laaretz, that's Simchas Torah, and that's where we read V'zois HaBracha. So basically, our Mishnah told us that when Yom Tov comes, on Pesach we read from Parshas Emor, on Shavuos from Parshas Re'eh, on Rosh Hashanah back to Emor. We explained that we have a different minigal shtickle. On Yom Kippur, we read from Parshas Achrei Mais, which is the Avoda. On the first day of Sukkot, we read from Parshas Emor. Throughout Sukkot, we read the Karbonis of that particular day.